This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. By Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. And by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels an acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels an acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help. Insurance-wise, they've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Get ready for winter driving and get some extra spending money. Just drop by Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield, your local Michelin dealer, through November 24th. Buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after rebate. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Offer expires 11-24-12. Void where prohibited.
And in our farm news on this Friday morning, first of all, an electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat trading at 868 down a half. March wheat now trading at 883 down a quarter. December corn trading at 749 and a quarter down 1 3/4. March corn trading at 751 3/4 down 1 3/4. November soybeans trading at 1549 3/4 down 8 3/4. January beans trading at 1551, and that's down 9. The overnight crude oil market, 69 cents lower at 86.40. The Brent crude, 28 cents lower at 107.89. The December gold contract, $6.50 lower at $1,709. And the U.S. dollar index, 0.249 higher at 80.296. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 868 and a half, up 4. March wheat ended at 883 and a quarter, up 4. May wheat ended at 890 and a quarter, up 4. December corn yesterday ended at 751, down 4 3/4. March corn ended at 753 and a half, down 3 1/2. May corn ended at 749 and a half, down 3. November soybeans yesterday ended at 1558 and a half, up 11 1/2. January beans ended at 1560, up 11 1/4. March beans ended at 1533 and a half, up 9 3/4. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 484.30, up 21. January meal $478, up 28. March meal ended at 466.50, up a quarter. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.43, up 27. January oil 50.80, up 27. March oil 51.22, up 27. And December oats yesterday ended at 3.80 and a quarter, down 8 3/4. March oats ended at 3.89, down 8. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market news report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon, with wheat and soybean prices higher and corn slightly lower. Technical buying at the Board of Trade and stronger outside markets to help to lift soybeans and wheat values. Slow export demand continues to weigh on corn prices. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 cents lower at 729 to 764. I'm sorry, 729 to 746. Soybeans were up 10 to 12 cents at 1527 to 1540. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted those shell corn bids mostly 5 cents lower at 745 to 758, while soybeans were mostly 11 to 12 higher at 1542 to 1564. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 4 to 6 cents lower at 727 to 761. Soybeans were up 11 to 14 at 1533 to 1557, and the wheat prices gained 8 to 9 cents at 836 to 859. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 10 to 11 cents at 1567 to 1576. Basis ended steady to a penny lower at 9 to 18 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $2.10 a ton today, with the range of $4.96.30 to $5.04.30. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 5 to 10 cents at $7.51 to $7.61, with basis steady to 5 cents lower at option to 10 over December. And dried distiller grains today ended mostly steady, ranging from $2.62 to $2.90. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 8 cents lower at 738 to 743, with basis ending mixed at 13 to 8 under December. Soybeans were up 13 to 16 cents at 1560 to 1565, with basis 2 to 5 cents stronger at 2 to 7 over November. Wheat bids for July 13 delivery gained 4 cents on Thursday, a range from 842 to 848, with basis steady at 35 to 30 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 to 13 cents lower at 721 to 727. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 4 to 12 cents with quotations at 1552 to 1564. Soft wheat, 4 cents higher on Thursday at 853 to 854. And the Milo down 15 cents at 710 to 711. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. January corn bids from country elevators to producers range from 734 up to 757. January soybean bids at 1528 to 1549. In central Illinois, January corn bids at 746 to 769. January soybean bids at 1550 to 1566. In southern Illinois, January corn bids range from 740 up to 781. January soybean bids at 1545 to 1572, and the wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 821 to 847. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at 77.87, down 40. February hogs ended at 84.15, down 32. April hogs ended at 90.02, down 47. December cattle yesterday, 125.32, down 60. February cattle, 129.22, down 65. April cattle, 133.42, down 55. November feeder cattle yesterday ended at 144.65, down 165. January feeders, 146.35, down 235. And March feeders ended at 148.87, down $1.80. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with the closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis 43 cents lower, with base price range of $69 to $83.75, weighted average of $79.15. The Illinois direct market was steady with it at 53 to 57, a few up to $58. The estimated receipts for in Illinois day 13,822. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow to moderate with light to moderate demand on offerings. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 13 cents lower at 85.66. Illinows direct slaughter sows traded mostly $2 to $3 higher with good demand for light to moderate offerings. Sows under 400 pounds, 46 to 48. 4 to 500 pounds, 47 to 54. And over 500 pounds, 51 to 58. A few up to $59. Today's estimated sow receipts, 500 head. In the estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Thursday, that was 432,000, the same as a week ago, and 9,000 less than or more than a year ago. Week-to-date total is 1,711,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection was 126,000, same as last week, and 2,000 less than a year ago. Week-to-date totals are 483,000. In the afternoon national slaughter cattle review, trading in the western corn belt, had live sales mostly 125 to 126, with dress sales 196 to 198. Confirmed negotiated sales in all the major feeding regions, 16,976 head. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were weak to lower on light demand and moderate offerings. Choice carcasses were down $1.27 at 193.50. Select was down 35 at 176.30. We had 154 fab loads and 43 trim loads. Yesterday at the Schuyler Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 584 head. Choice slaughter steers, 121 to 126.50. Choice heifers, 120.25 to 127.55. And a special feeder cattle sale, 4 to 500-pound steers went from 161 to 182. 5 to 600 pounds at 151 to 160.50. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, at 400 to 450 pounds, 150 to 161 with some fancy at 166.50. The 5 to 550 pounds at 145 to 150.50. At the Greenville Livestock Auction yesterday, they sold 503 head. Choice slaughter steers, 120 to 123.50 with the selected choice at 116 to 120. Choice Holsteins at 112 to 117. Choice slaughter heifers, 120 to 121.50. Selecting choice at 115.50 to 120. And the opening report for the Walnut Livestock Auction has estimated receipts of 225 head. Choice slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to a dollar higher. Holstein steers, $2 to $3 higher. The choice slaughter steers, 123.75 to 127.50. Choice Holstein slaughter steers, 112 to 118. And choice slaughter heifers at 123.75 to 127. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $1.89, down three-quarter. For block cheese, $2.11, unchanged. For barrel cheese, $2, unchanged. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $21.10. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, $7.39. For January, $7.51. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, $7.39. For January, $7.44. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, $15.31. For January, $15.72. Wheat delivered to Scottville for November, $8.25. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.39, corn at Scottville, $7.39, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.31, wheat at Scottville, $8.25. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 50s and light north winds. Tonight, becoming cloudy with a slight chance of showers late, low temperatures in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, Saturday, becoming partly cloudy with a slight chance of morning showers, the high in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid to the upper 30s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now, 35 degrees at the Weather Center. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by Envirofoam of America. On Thursday, we talked to Department of Agriculture conservationist C.J. Lydell about sign up for the EQIP program, and he explains.
Okay, the EQIP program, or an Environmental Quality Incentive Program, is a financial assistance program set up to assist producers in protecting or conserving our natural resources. It reaches anywhere from doing livestock concerns or addressing livestock concerns to addressing erosion control on the farm. Some of the little things in which we get into establishing some of your ag waste confinement units to doing pasture prescribed grazing down to doing your regular grass waterways and basins and terraces type jobs out there. And one of the things that we haven't done very much here in this county is getting into the drainage water management. And that's something that we would like to look a little bit closer at, as well as looking a little bit closer at some of the cover crops that could be used in the area out here. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what the program is kind of set up to do, is to conserve those natural resources and help us to protect our ground and our environment.
You know, CJ, that drainage water you mentioned, will all the tile work that's been going on over the past year or two help with that?
Well, actually what happens is that if you have a pattern drain field and you want to go in there and put in a stop log to manage the water levels below ground, and so then you're effectively managing the nutrients that's in the ground, trying to protect the nitrogen that's there. And so, yes, you can utilize that tile that's been put in the past couple, 3 years, especially your pattern drain tile, and put that stop log on there to help control that water that's in the ground.
Hey, how many folks usually take part in your EQIP program? It's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been around for a very long time. I noticed that this year it's scheduled to come to a halt in 2014. So right now we have had an extension put on it because, according to the 2008 Farm Bill, a lot of the conservation programs came to a halt on September 30th of this year. But EQIP and the CSP program are a couple of the programs that were extended over to 2014. So we normally in this county we have anywhere from about 25 to 30 participants a year.
CJ also mentioned a forestry management program that is available. Landowners can work with the Department of Agriculture to come up with a forestry management plan for their forested property, or the department can help implement a plan that the landowner has developed. For more information about that and the EQIP program, you can call the Department of Agriculture office in Hillsboro at 532-3610. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to members of the Gillespie FFA chapter at last week's convention, and she reports.
Hi again, everyone. We are here at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis with members of the Gillespie FFA chapter. Erin Carlock is with us. She is the chapter sentinel. And Erin, what do you do as a sentinel in a chapter?
I have to make sure that everybody is welcomed, and then I help the president keep control of the order and the meetings and whatnot. If people get out of control, I help the president settle everybody down.
Why did you join the FFA?
Because my two older brothers, Kyle and Travis Boss, they were in it, and I also thought it would help my field that I'm planning on going into for college, which is animal or equine science. So
you have kind of had the horse bug, as they say, for a long time.
Yes, I've had it since I was 2 years old. I started riding when I was two, and it's in my blood.
So what will you do? Will you use that as a future, like a career? Do you think you'll stay in that area?
Yes, I will definitely stay in that area. I will have horses until the day that I die. I'm more than likely to do that. And then I'm hoping to be an equine vet or an animal vet, so it helped me. And I also rodeo, so I'm with them a lot, and their partnership is all I have, and they're my best friends.
So, being involved with the Gillespie FFA, you guys do a lot more than agriculture. You help the community. There's a lot more things that you guys do beyond the classroom.
Oh, yes. Sometimes we help clean a cemetery, and then we plant plants we do landscapes for our teachers, and it's just a lot of fun, and we have a lot of community activity.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Erin. Wish you the best of luck. Nicole Miller is a chapter secretary. Nicole, kind of similar questions. Why did you join the FFA?
Because my uncle was part of the FFA when he was in school, and I kind of just wanted to follow in his footsteps because he earned his state degree, and I want to follow and do that and maybe even do better. I would like to get my American degree, and it's just, I love agriculture. I love farming, and I'm going to live out on my farm all my life, and I just love it.
So, poultry, tell us about your record book.
I keep 48 chickens at my house, and I record how many eggs I get, then like how many buckets of feed I give them, and then how long it takes me to do all that. And then if I clean out the chicken house, or if I do something with them, like I tagged them when I first put them in, different stuff like that.
What are your future plans?
I hope to go to U of I and become an ag teacher. The college, maybe not so much. I don't know which college yet, but I really want to become an ag teacher. Like I said, I love agriculture.
And how lucky to be a part of the Gillespie FFA with your advisor and such a great group of kids.
I'm blessed because I met all my best friends now. I got in a great group of friends, and Mr. Spencer's a great teacher. He helps you throughout all of it, and he's always there for you. And it's just a lot of fun to come in and like study for CDEs. We have a blast.
Thank you, Nicole. Good luck to you. Also, we're talking with their chapter advisor is Rick Spencer. And Rick, a really impressive group of kids that you brought with you this year.
Well, they never cease to amaze me. Every year you bring a group of kids you think that'll do the work for you and come back to the chapter and bring back the encouragement and the enthusiasm that you hope the rest of the group can have. And these kids all, two of them are from my past students. They come from good families, and the other four come from great families. The parents are very supportive, and that's what it takes. It's got to be all around. But like I said, they are hopefully going to go back and encourage these other kids to get involved.
So as you mentioned, Rick, just some great kids, and you don't think about it very often, but, you know, this Gillespie, these kids are basically telling the world what Gillespie, Illinois is all about. They're wearing that name on the back of the jacket. So there's a lot that goes with this convention.
Well, they take a lot of pride in that, in this organization, and it shows. And but yeah, they need to go back and not only the kids at school, but the adults in the community. And I have past students that are there. We've started an alumni last year, and we're going to have a meeting here this next week to kind of plan what we're going to do. And the main reason I'm starting that alumni is to get scholarships available for kids to go to college, because that's a tough thing anymore. Also scholarships to go to different conferences and conventions. So I'm looking forward to that meeting to kind of get things going with that alumni. But I want to also throw a big thank you out to Wade and Larry Schmidt. You want to talk about support. Wade called me on the way out here. You know, here I'm thinking about getting our land lab out, and Wade calls me. It was kind of ironic. He says, hey, we took your land lab out, and it was only 7 acres, but we made 45 bushel an acre on that soybean field. And, you know, this year, with being a tough year, being so hot and dry, I hope this is the last time in my lifetime that I have to see soybeans out-yielding corn.
Well, one of the things that, you know, now that you're past 25 years on the market and being an ag educator, you know, we talk about your highlights or some of the things that you have really, really enjoyed. And the last couple of years, those things, those highlights are really adding up. You have so much to be proud of.
Well, and like I said, there's people back around Gillespie that I look and I had a boy yesterday call me. He's welding out in New Jersey. He's an underwater welder, and he's so proud of that. And I've talked to his mom the other day, and she's excited for him. A little worried about him, but she's excited in the same sense. But he's happy with what he's doing. I've got another boy going to a welding school, and the kids come back talking about doing aluminum welding and making big, you know, make more money than I am, which that's what it's all about. And I'm happy for him. And But, you know, this year, Jonathan Gripple is going to be receiving his American degree tomorrow at the convention. I want to congratulate him. And you know, Dave and Mary have to be very proud parents because, you know, Nathan, their older son, he's working at Isringhausen now in Springfield. And Jonathan has transferred from University of Illinois in Springfield down to Blackburn, where he's now trying out for basketball. You know, just two great boys, and their parents have to be very proud of them. And all the other kids, I don't want to start mentioning other names around Gillespie, but there's 20-some years I've been there, I've taken a lot of pride in those people. And not just guys, there's a lot of girls too.
And as you have shared with us some of the projects that you guys have done, you really try to get these kids out in the community. It's beyond, you know, their work and agriculture and farming. You try to make them better citizens.
I do, and what I try to relate to the kids, we had Alton Telegraph come up one year and did a program where they took pictures of the kids planting trees in the community. And I tell those kids, you know, the nice thing about doing this is you can show this to your kids 5, 10, 20 years down the road of what you did while you were in school. And that not only shows the pride that you took in it, but it shows that maybe those kids will take a little pride in what they're going to do later on in life. But
you help the community, and the community says thank you by helping to sponsor events and the ag business community around the area. They really support this chapter.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I think the community knows how much I appreciate what they do, but they are so supportive, not only our school, but our community. For foundation, folks come out not only for the foundation, but they support the kids with WSMI ads and purchase and donations, and it's just remarkable, and we want to thank those folks very much for that.
Rick Spencer and the members of the Gillespie FFA here at the National FFA Convention.
Thank you, Rita. And it is 6:35 on this Friday morning. And some other ag news. Cattle prices could hit a record high next year, according to Chris Hurd, a Purdue University Extension economist. It looks as though per capita beef supplies will be reduced by about 3% for the first half of next year. As a result, cattle prices are expected to be near $125 for the final quarter of 2012, reaching $130 in the first quarter of 2013. And a peak in the high 130s in the spring. Cows in Urbana are eating the stuff that's used in beer making. Byproducts from Anheuser-Busch in St. Louis have just come a lot cheaper than corn at its high post-drought prices. U of I dairy expert Michael Hutchins said he's heard of just about everything from candy to Fritos being fed to cows since corn prices spiked this summer. A cow can eat about 25 to 30 pounds of brewery grain a day, according to Hutchins. ABC News has asked a South Dakota federal court to dismiss claims it defamed Beef Products Incorporated through reports about lean, finely textured beef, labeling it pink slime. BPI initiated the lawsuit in September, and ABC News says the company is seeking to inhibit free speech, challenging the right of a news organization to explore matters of obvious public interest. BPI, the nation's largest producer of LFTB, is seeking $400 million in compensatory damages for lost profit it says was caused by ABC's reports. The news organization defends its use of the term pink slime, saying it's the sort of loose, figurative, or hyperbolic language courts recognize demands protection under the First Amendment. BPI lawyer Eric Connolly says the plaintiffs will oppose the dismissal motion because they believe the complaint sets forth valid claims. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is trainer Bianca Mass of New Douglas. We'll talk about what those who may be considering giving a horse to a son or daughter as a Christmas gift need to consider. The Saturday Farm Show at 6:15 Saturday morning on FM 106, Saturday afternoon at 12:45. On both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade once again right now, December corn trading at 869 up a half, March corn trading at 883 and a half up a quarter, December corn now trading at 749 and a quarter down 1 3/4, March corn trading at 751 and 3/4 down 1 3/4, November beans now trading at 1550 and a quarter, down 8 1/4. January beans trading at 1551 and a half, down 8 1/2. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by EnviroFoam of America.